On Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Vinny and Cook Show, driven by Hyundai, hour number two, as we switch gears here.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about John Henry Johnson, a Steelers Hall of Famer who passed away on Friday, and who better to talk to about John Henry than one of the men who built a dynasty with the Steelers of the 1970s, Art Rooney Jr., the head of the player personnel department back then, responsible for some of the greatest drafts in NFL history, who, along with Chuck Knoll, built a legendary franchise and a legendary dynasty. Art, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. The younger people were familiar with the Hall of Famers, the Joe Greens, the Terry Bradshaws, and those guys. John Henry was one of your franchise's first legends, wasn't he?
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, we had drafted him before I was even involved with any of that scouting stuff. He had gone to St. Mary's College out in the San Francisco area, and then they dropped football, and then he ended up going to Arizona State, and we drafted him out of there, and I kind of remember they said that he had a bad knee or something like that, but he ended up going to Canada, and then came back and played for the 49ers and was a real top player there. He played in the backfield there that had Joe the Jet Perry, Hugh McElhinney, and Y.A. Tittle, all Hall of Famers, and of course John Henry's a Hall of Famer.
$1 million backfield, they called it, right?
That's what they called it. But I was lucky enough to get to know. I never believe I ever met Y.A. Tittle, but I did Hugh McElhinney, and he was a heck of a nice guy. And Joe the Jet was a scout with the 49ers, and he was a real, real funny guy. I was with him one time at Southern University in Louisiana, and he lived in a trailer. I mean, he had one of those big trailers he went around and lived in. He said, "I can't stand living in the hotel rooms." But a real regular guy, and he wasn't as big as you would have thought he would have been, whereas John Henry was, you know, a big guy. And
what do you remember him about a player here? He was a bruiser, wasn't he?
Oh,
and quite the blocker.
You know, I think he was only 6'2 and about 215. But he was all muscle and was just a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. I was scouting out in the Rocky Mountain area one time, and his college coach was a guy named Tony Knapp. He said he was telling me a story about John Henry. He said I coached him in college. He says, flag football was real big out in the West Coast, and John Henry would play flag football with all these skinny, wide receivers types, and he said he could run with them and catch. He said he made a real brilliant play one time and did a back flip and landed on his feet, and Tony said he came over to me and was laughing, and Tony said, I've never seen a big guy like you are doing that. And John Henry said, "You like that?" And he said, "Yeah." And he did it again, just standing still, flat footed, did a flat back flip. And Coach Knapp said, this guy was really a tremendous, tremendous athlete. And he said, and a fun loving guy. In fact, I think that he was a free spirit when he would have fit into a lot of the guys we have nowadays, But he was a free spirit. But boy, I'll tell you something. He could hit into that line and, slash into the line, and he had a move going in, and then he had his strong, strong thighs and run over people, and he was a real good receiver out of the backfield. And the other thing about him is, by that time, I was watching the players, trying to learn something. I think maybe he was the best blocking fullback I had ever seen. Remember, they always said Rocky Marciano could hit a guy like six inches away from him. His punch was so hard he'd knock guys out. Well, John Henry, same thing with a blocker. He's like a cobra. He could just whap, hit into a guy. He struck that rising blow and put him right on their backside.
We're talking to former Steelers player personnel director and one of the creators of the dynasty of the Steelers in the 1970s, Art Rooney Jr., here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Art, I remember meeting John Henry out. I worked with the 49ers for a number of years and remember meeting him out there a few times. And I know that he had a reputation as kind of a little bit of a dirty player. I don't know if that was true, but he really reviled that a little bit. He didn't like the idea that he was thought of in that way. He wanted to be known as a hard hitter, but not a dirty player.
I can never remember him. Wait a minute. I have to take that back. Yeah, he was a tremendous hitter, like I said. But I kind of recall we were playing the Rams or somebody, and they roughed him up on the sideline, and he jumped up, and the yard markers were not in the ground then, you know, like the 50 yards, 40 yards, 20. And he picked the thing up and started to hit the guy in the head with it. So I guess that's kind of where his reputation came from. But I really don't remember him being a dirty player. He was a tough, tough guy on and off the field, you know. And my dad really liked him. And when it looked like he was getting bypassed for the Hall of Fame, my dad really went on a campaign to get him in, because I remember John Henry, thanked him, for it. And my father just thought he was a great, great player.
Art, going back into the 60s, I know when you were, growing up around the team, the games against the Cleveland Browns were always so terrific. Do you happen to remember the game that he got, John Henry got 200 yards against Cleveland in 1964?
I sure do remember that. I think it was a night game, in fact, and the Browns were, the team of the decade, I think, on the 50s or the 60s, but yeah, they had all this great personnel. And Buddy Parker, our coach, was a brilliant kind of guy. He had a lot of mental and, baggage and that stuff. But boy, was he a smart man. But I think in that game he had John Henry lined up about one step behind the quarterback. He was center of the ball, and the quarterback was one step behind him. And the Browns couldn't defense it. John Henry gained 200 yards or maybe 205 yards. But he hit that line so hard and so fast that they were, he was 10 yards into the defense before they would react to it. And it kept up the whole evening. And he really was a competitor. The other thing about him is he jumped around so much. He was with the 49ers. They had good teams but never champions. He went to Detroit, and I think he got there the year they won a championship. And then Parker was the kind of guy that he coveted other players, from other teams. And he got him over with us, and he had about four great years. And then he got hurt. And I remember we were up in training in Rhode Island, and he got hurt, and he couldn't perform. And I guess the injury was legitimate and that stuff, but he didn't make the game. But Parker had a bed check. We were staying at Rhode Island University, and the only guys that had to come back after the game were the guys that were injured, and John Henry didn't show up. And Parker was back there working on films, and kept on waiting for John Henry to check, and he kept on having one of his assistants go to his room, and he never showed up in his room. And that kind of... was one of the things that led to Parker going, really went to bizarre, ran amok. That was a word that my brother Dan used. He's run amok, And Parker ended up quitting. He said, I can't control these guys anymore. John Henry Johnson and the other guys like that, I can't control. And so he quit. But I don't think maybe John Henry even played too much that year. The next year he went to Houston. But I thought that maybe my dad would have a grudge against him or something. But my father always liked him, and the players just like Jack Butler and guys that you would talk to about him. He was a free spirit at a time when you didn't have those free spirits. But Parker kind of collected the guys, that he was sort of a gas house gang type of player, Although that Jack Butler and Dick Hoke were not gas house kind of guys, I mean, we did have some guys that were calm.
Art Rooney Jr. with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. He's a guy that will be remembered fondly here in Pittsburgh and in San Francisco, Detroit also, too. But, he kind of brought that Steeler, probably one of the first big Steeler players, that you look at and you remember that was going to head into the Hall of Fame at that point.
Yeah, he sure was.
Set the tone.
That's right. And we didn't really have any Hall of Famers. The guys who were getting the Hall of Fames were guys like Bert Bell, the commissioner who had been with us, and of course my father, and Big Walt Kiesling was anything but a Hall of Fame coach, but he had been a Hall of Fame type player, Johnny Blood. But we really didn't start getting the Hall of Famers until until Coach Knoll got there and start, the thing that Knoll did so great, he gave us a roadmap. He was very, very explicit in what he was looking for, what it took to be a player in his system. But you're right about John Henry. He was like the first setting the tone for top players. But he was a great, great player, you know. And like I say, he was all around. You know, he could catch the ball. He could he could run. He could block. And you just don't come up with guys like that all the time.
Art, we appreciate you joining us. Yeah, now you got to figure out how to get there to be football this fall, right? You got to figure out how to end that lockout.
Well, I only know one thing, Ron. I can hear my dad, what he would be saying. He'd be saying, $9 billion? How come these guys have to get together? You know, for both of them, he said the problem with this, with these guys nowadays, they got the wrinkles out of their belly. They got too much dough, you know. But he'd be screaming about now, I'll tell you that.
Well, he always warned against the gluttony in the game, didn't he? I remember you telling me that many
times. All the time. The big money, he says, is going to spoil it all, Well, I just hope they get it settled next week. I thought it was going to be settled, but it's not. I don't know. Everybody should have their heads examined,
Hey, Art, listen, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and talk to you real soon. Thank you so
bye-bye.
Much.